morning. And welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on a device near you. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become a toy train collector, choo-choo, it's Alexis Thompson.
Ooh, what fun. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Holly Roberts.
All aboard!
Yeah, check out my caboose.
That's not appropriate for me, but I'll take your word for it. It's Tuesday. Good morning, all of you, on this Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to Certified Nurses Day. Welcome to Clients Day. So be nice to your clients, whether you're a nail technician, a beautician, whatever. It's welcome to the Great American Meat Out Day. Welcome to International Astrology Day. Welcome to International Earth Day. Welcome to Let's Laugh Day. Hope we can help you with that.
Oh, that's every day here, hopefully.
Hopefully. Welcome to Agriculture Day. National Backyard Day. Chocolate Caramel Day. National Poultry Day. Celebrate those chickens. Welcome to Proposal Day. So today's the day to propose to somebody. Welcome to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Day.
Ooh, really?
Cowabunga!
Yeah. Welcome to Social Work Day, World Storytelling Day, and welcome to the first official day of spring.
Turtle time.
That's right. Cheers, everybody. Ramona, cheers.
It is? Isn't that the 21st?
Yeah. Cheers to the equinox. It is today.
It is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Cheers.
Hello.
Hi, Mrs. Doubtfire. Hello to spring. Hello. Mm-hmm. I know I was surprised about that, too. I had to double check my work, double check my list,
This is the first day, the day that the Ninja Turtle comic book came out in 1984. That's why it's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Day. Interesting.
Oh, okay.
And it's spring equinox. Wow. So much to celebrate.
No matter what you celebrate, there's something to celebrate.
Sure is.
Yeah. You're going to laugh today. Maybe you have a giant rooster. Celebrate your poultry.
Yeah.
Maybe you're going to eat some chicken. Yeah. Hey now.
Oh.
Hey now. Maybe you're going to eat some, chicken, actually. You know?
That's another way to celebrate, I guess.
Another way to celebrate.
Yeah. meet out with your friends, right? Or your neighbors?
You could meat it. Meat out. So it's a day without meat. So it's all for you herbivores out there.
Oh, meat out.
Oh, I thought you were eating meat outside.
Uh-huh.
And then, okay, there were like three interpretations of that holiday, I think, amongst us.
My apologies. Yeah,
oh,
no.
Why? Weird.
It is.
I thought it was just, you know, meat, M-E-E-T, M-E-A-T.
No, no, no.
And I thought it was M-E-A-T because people were firing up the grill.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it is also known as Day Without Meat, the Great American Meat Out Day, just Meat Out, and Meat Out Day. Various titles.
Gotcha.
So, hi, herbivores. We see you. Lex, you look really nice today. You're all dressed. You going to something? You going to a conference?
Are you know
speaking?
What I think
or
it
what
is?
What are you doing? What, love?
I think black and white, the combo of that, it just elevates. So this is just a normal sweater. And black pants that I'm wearing today. But no, nothing
super. Still embrace the compliment.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Nothing special today, you know?
Just, okay. No, you're not. Okay.
A normal day, trying to get stuff done on a Tuesday.
Oh, girl,
I hear you. But thank you. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I washed my hair yesterday, so you know that.
Oh.
That makes a huge difference. It feels fab, you know? I know.
Audience,
I can't believe that we're celebrating
that. She cleaned herself. There we go.
Man. Remember when we used to shower every single day and washed our hair every single day?
And you'd get ready for school.
Wow.
And blow dry your hair and put on your makeup. And I used to set out a hand towel and my cat would sit on the counter and get ready with me.
I love everything that you just said.
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
That would be your routine.
You put out a towel on the on the bathroom counter.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then Sam would sit there and wait for me while I got ready.
Oh, your cat is
Sam, your childhood kitty?
One of them, yeah.
Cute.
Oh.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, I'm like, oh, my head stinks. I don't know the last time I washed my hair.
I don't know. Do one more day of dry shampoo. Why not?
Oh, I don't even have that in the house anymore. It's just full on like stank.
That's fine.
That's okay.
Again, what do we say about radio? A non-visual medium. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
No. Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Mr. Big does a version of that. We don't set a towel down for him, Holly. I guess on the weekend, but he does that to Colin. Mr. Big will follow Colin everywhere in the morning when he gets ready.
Oh.
And if Colin leaves the bathroom door open, Big will just sit right on our, you know, we have a tile floor in the bathroom. And Big will sit on the you know, little carpet there by each of our vanities. He will sit on the carpet and just stare at Colin while he gets ready, like he's guarding him or something, like he's a little Frenchy gargoyle. And I watched him do it one morning. I go, Colin, is this the morning routine that I never partake in because of our job, because of the show? He goes, every single morning, Big sits in the bathroom and gets ready with Colin.
He loves it, I bet. Colin loves it. Yeah.
Sometimes I think he's kind of, okay. Well, because he gets underfoot and Colin sometimes forgets that he's there and almost trips over him sometimes. Cause it is just like a Jimmy Dean sausage with legs.
Yeah.
And if you're in the mood, you know, and then you go to turn around and boom, Colin's almost fallen just cause Biggie. So he just sits there just watching Colin get ready. I filmed him yesterday. I was post nap. Or as Marjorie Punnett calls it, Monday Part Two. I had awoken for Monday Part Two, right, Lex? Monday Part Two.
Oh yeah, yep.
Two parts of your day. That's right. I had awoken for Monday Part Two, and Biggie is sitting on me like Mufasa, like he's claiming, like I was Pride Rock. He was just sitting on top of me. I go, what are you doing? I look at him like, why are you just sitting on top of my belly?
Love me.
And he's just sitting there like he's just sitting all up. So I grab the phone. I'm like, I got to capture this so you can see it on my Instagram. I just and he didn't even usually when I grab the phone, he moves. No, couldn't have cared less. So I just I'm like, Big, what are you doing? Sitting here just checking you out. Yeah.
Oh, sweethearts.
I think he secretly. I've said it before and now I'm pretty sure. I think he secretly, though he misses Dexter, I think little man is liking being an only child because he gets all the attention now. That dog was already spoiled, and now he's spoiled times 50.
Oh, yeah.
We changed his food. We got him that refrigerated crap. So he loves that. He just is living the high life, man. He just...
Cute.
He's
just like, love me.
Oh.
And my little legs.
Yeah. He is living his Oprah best life, that dog is, I swear. Anyway.
Cuties.
So, yeah. They're the best.
Truly
still thinking of getting another one. How's Packy doing? Speaking of, how's your old boy doing?
Yeah, old boy's right. 13.
13
Ricky's
Lex.
12. Yeah, we have our struggles. He's a black lab, so he's got, you know, some of the things that he's always been really healthy.
Yeah.
But yeah, his body's kind of breaking down a little bit, but he's still a happy boy as ever. And yeah, I look at pictures now and it's just, I guess over time, you know, it slowly changes. But when I really compare, you know, just like even 3 years ago to now, he's really gray and white around his face and eyes and stuff. And he's slower, but oh, he's just my little sweetheart. I think once he found out that I could make babies, he's been obsessed with me.
He's like, where are the rest?
What? Yeah.
Where's the litter?
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite things you've said this week. That is fantastic.
Yeah, ever since I got pregnant and he's just been, he's always been really, you know, just a lovey, close dog. But ever since I got pregnant and had Zen, he's just like all on
all
me.
All about you.
And I love it. Oh, yeah. Aww. And then Ricky too.
And they're both protective of Zen, right?
Big time.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's funny because my husband gets a little jealous because all three of them will kind of like crowd around me on the couch. And sometimes it gets annoying because they're hot, you know?
Yeah.
They're big
yeah.
dogs.
Yes.
And a 4-year-old, you know? But, yeah, I love it, though. Yeah, they're my babies, you know. It's just
13 years.
It's hard to see them get older, you know.
Oh, it is. Yeah. And it does happen like that. I immediately related to you. I look back at a picture of Dexter from 2019 and Lex Holly, he had no gray in his mask.
Yeah.
And I mean, that wasn't that long ago. And boom, I look at him at the end of his life and that gray just pops real quickly. But
yeah,
I'm just 13 years though.
I know.
He's
still got that puppy
him.
Spirit. And, you know, it's just, yeah. Yeah. That was,
I was there that night.
That was a day we were not prepared.
No, but, we were not.
You know, we made do. We had to get all the things in one day.
Yep.
Plus the dog.
Sure did. Didn't plan that. Didn't plan it for that day.
Nope.
Nope.
Well, you know, we made the error, but actually, you know, of course, it was one of the best decisions we ever made, but that we were going to go to an adoption day and, quote, just look.
Just look, Holly. They
sure
were just going to look.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Meanwhile, look. Meanwhile, Holly, I was having dinner with those yahoos. And,
oh, yeah. We had to cancel.
We had dinner, and Lex calls me, and she's like, and again, and she goes,
girl, hi. We're not going to make it tonight.
Oh, why? Is everything okay?
We got a dog.
And I went, and Holly, you got to remember, mm-hmm. this was out of the blue. I didn't even know you were going to the dog event. Like, yeah. Holly, we didn't even discuss it. This was like on a Saturday. We didn't talk about it on Friday's show.
Yeah, no, it was an impulsive decision that
impulsive.
Morning.
Impulsive. I'm like, yeah. You're going to what? Like, you got to what?
Sometimes you just got to act on those natural instincts because you've been thinking about it.
Yes.
And if you don't act on it, then when will you?
Yeah,
yes. Exactly.
There's no perfect day.
Well, it's so funny because we saw him, the first dog that we saw, we spent time with him. They had like a little fenced off area. And we're like, this dog is awesome. I love this dog. And then it was like, well, we can't have already found our dog. This is ridiculous. Let's look around. So we looked around at all the other, adoption, agencies and just different breeds. And, you know, they were all out that day. It was at Como Park. And like, oh, okay, well, we saw some different dogs. And then we looked over and we saw another couple playing with him in the pen.
Nope.
And Adele said, what is that couple doing with our dog?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I remember that Adele said that.
While they were playing with him, we went and adopted him. So we walked over like, okay, we'll take him now. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Get off it there. Get off it there, Smith family.
And goodbye. Right. But we wrapped this up really cute because, you know, we adopted him from the Animal Humane Society.
Yeah.
And forever grateful. And here we are. We're doing the Walk for Animals on May 4th.
You know what? Why don't we, since we're already right there and we have to do it at some point anyway, why don't Lex tell the folks about what they need to do?
Okay, so you go to mytalk1071.com, click on Walk for Animals. There's a big picture of me and Holly there. Click on that. Join our team. It's May 4th. The Minnesota State Fairgrounds. And of course, bring your pet. It's not just dogs and cats, right, Holly?
No, it's critters. It's bring your gerbil in a ball. Bring your bunny in a stroller. All the animals. Yes, bring your donkeys, cows, horses, llamas, alpacas.
Chinchillas, remember chinchillas.
Oh, yeah, because they're so soft.
They're so soft.
Oh, my gosh, we want to pet your chinchilla.
Mm-hmm. That sounded nasty.
Yeah, anyway. if you allow that and if your animal's cool with it. You know, of course.
Yeah. Consent literally means boundaries. Chinchilla. That's not a euphemism for something.
Yeah, really, truly mean that. But it's a fun one-mile route. There's vendors, food trucks, lots of things along the way, and just a great way to meet other animal people. Maybe you might meet your sweet honey there.
Oh,
or meet some friends.
That's right.
I mean, that's a great way to bond over animals.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, when we come back, you can bond over a cafe with Holly next.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. Oh, hope you're having a good start to your day, or maybe you're listening to us at night. Hello, night people.
Woohoo! We love you
Hello,
all.
Hello, afternoon people on a walk. Hello! Hello!
Keep up the pace. I want to see 3.8.
That's right. Move faster, people. Move faster.
Anyway. Great job.
Sob Cafe. Is that, am I pronouncing that right, Holly?
Well, yeah, a Sob Cafe, a Sob Parlor.
Yeah,
what
yeah,
is
yeah.
that? Uh-huh.
Yeah, what is that, Holly?
It's in New York City.
Okay.
This is a new concept. It's called a cry spa.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Where
that kind of sob.
Okay. Yeah. For the low price of $20, you can rent a 30-minute appointment in a private cry room.
Oh, it's private.
Yes, it's
okay,
private.
Okay, maybe I'm back in now.
Yeah. No, this is not group crying.
I thought this was group sobbing, and that's where you lose me.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Hell to the
not. No.
No. You're welcome to rent out this private cry room where you can sob on your lunch break and then go right back to work.
Oh.
Because think about that in New York City. You're probably not driving a car to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't go and drive around and listen to Celine Dion and cry during your lunch break.
Mm-hmm.
But now there's the sob parlor.
Yeah. I love this.
Yeah.
Lex?
Yeah, same. It makes a difference knowing the details for sure. But there's something symbolic about going somewhere, letting it all out, and then leaving it there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, with the sob parlor, you sign a waiver mm-hmm. acknowledging you're not getting or receiving any kind of psychological support or counseling.
Oh.
This is just a space.
Yeah.
You know, there is a licensed therapist where, if there is a crisis, and it goes next level, there is somebody available. But ultimately, you're just like, I'm going to be in this room and I'm going to cry for 30 minutes and then I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
Well, I think every company should have a room like this.
I mean, but then you would be in
our days.
Yeah. But mm-hmm. then you would be like, people would know that you went to the cry room.
Exactly. Yeah. There's anonymity in sob cafes where you can hopefully just zip in, zip out.
Yeah, true. True. Okay. I take back what I said. You're right.
Yeah. Nobody. We need nap rooms at work.
That's yes.
Yeah.
That would be
something. We need a nap room. We need a meditation
right,
nook.
Yes, there you go.
Let me change my suggestion. Oh, you're right. Uh-huh. Companies, we don't need this. We need a nap room.
We need a nap room. Just some cots.
Yeah.
Yeah, something where there's no fluorescent lighting.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh,
because 20 minutes, close
yes.
your eyes.
Yeah, just get a little kip, as they like to say over in the UK.
Yeah.
Get a little nap.
A little morp.
Yeah.
Or those stupid communal pods that were hot right before the pandemic and whoops. Yeah, the open workspaces.
Yeah. Are those gone?
Well, companies are still doing them. I'm like, did you guys not learn?
Yeah.
Give us back our little pods with walls.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Open workspace is very challenging.
Yes.
You know,
people thought it was the greatest thing. It's not.
We're going to collaborate. Meanwhile, you're like, Tiffany! Be quiet.
Stop chewing.
Stop chewing.
Tiffany. Don't look over here.
Your eyes are weird.
Yeah.
Why did you bring your leftover orange Ruffy to work?
Oh,
Nobody wants to smell that, Tiffany. Oh. Nobody wants to smell that.
No, man. Even those cubicle walls can't beat microwave fish.
Damn you, Tiffany. Damn you.
Mm-hmm.
And your orange Ruffy. Well, there we go. When we come back, I have a just saying. I've observed something around Earth, and I wonder if you guys have observed it around Earth as well. You'll see what it is here on Earth when we return here on Earth.
Get ahead of your exterior home projects right now with JTR Roofing. JTRRoofingInc.com. Right now, if your roof or any of your exterior is damaged or worn out, it's like being in the rain with an umbrella full of holes. And no one wants that, right? That sounds terrible. Well, JTR Roofing has roofing in its name. Of course, they can help with your roofing, soffit, fascia. But, of course, they can do so much more. They can help you with your gutters, windows, your deck. And make sure you mention me or my talk to save up to $1,000 on roofing, siding, or gutters. Yep, $1,000 for being a my talker. Of course, GTI Roofing also has a lot of experience working with insurance, so they can help with that. Call today for a free estimate, 651-777-7394. JTRRoofingInc.com. And yeah, don't forget to tell them I sent you. I loved working with them. They worked on our soffits and fascia. It looks beautiful, functional, and highly recommend. Twin Cities area and Western Wisconsin.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Thursday.
This is great. Just great.
Mork and Bickley are a big hit with the swinging single.
What's your sign?
Nefarious with Egg Rising.
Then it's John Denver and the ladies, Cheryl Teague, Cheryl Ladd, and Tina Turner in a great new John Denver special. Then
I saw a flying saucer.
Bert breaks them up and the little devil brings down the house.
Now see here. I've had about enough of that.
On soap.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Wow, that was one hell of a lineup on ABC in 1979. We had Mork and Mindy, the John Denver and the Ladies special, and then Soap.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
What
goodness.
A night.
What a night of television. Popcorn. That's right. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk. Whenever you want us on our website. We're very, very cheap and easy. Mm-hmm. But don't call us a hooker, please.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a just saying.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Time for just saying.
You got something you want to say?
I do. This is one of those Seinfeld observational type things.
Mm-hmm.
I've been noticing this, and perhaps you have too. But I will also say that this is probably more noticeable in the cities, but maybe perhaps in your particular suburb you're seeing this, and that is this. When did cars just start feeling it was all right to just stop on the side of the road? To drop off something for an inordinate amount of time. I have been noticing.
Mm.
Yeah. And again, I know I live in the North Loop. If you're new to the show, I live in near downtown. I do live in downtown, but I live in the North Loop neighborhood. Holly's favorite when the snow melts. Mm. Anyway. And cars will now just stop. Mm. Like just stop. Put their blinkers on, you know, put their flashers on like it's okay. Impede traffic, impede the lane, block the lane. Just stop, you know, because they want to run in. I have a sweet green by me and people will literally just stop blocking the lane. And they feel like if they put their blinkers on, that somehow inoculates them from any consequence. Or inoculates them from anyone getting irritated, or inoculates them from realizing that what they're doing is it's not okay. I don't care if it's for just 30 seconds, but people have been more and more brazen doing this, and I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Are you guys seeing it in your necks of the woods?
You know, I no, not for me, just because of where I live. Yeah, but maybe Holly.
Well. I have a question about the salad pickup. Now, is it curbside pickup? Is that why folks are stopping? Because there are places in my neighborhood that have curbside pickup, and then people pull up and they go boop, 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 and then lots of food delivery, lots of DoorDash, lots of other delivery things. So then I see those vehicles a lot pulling up and just doing their thing and dropping off a bag.
To answer two great questions. No, these are not areas marked for quick pickup. These are literally just lanes of traffic. This is like Second Avenue.
That's terrible.
I'm not kidding. I am noticing it more and more and more. Now, the second question.
Are they going
Holly,
to the bike lane?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes they're parking in the bike lane which is a whole separate issue.
Yeah.
That's a whole can of worms. But on some streets where there are not bike lanes, my general feeling is people are just, there is just a feeling of, man, you know, I'm going to do this. I just don't care, that I have seen with more regularity. Now, the second question, I'm sure maybe 50% of what I'm seeing, Holly, probably are Uber Eats, DoorDash, perhaps.
Does that make it okay?
I don't know. I'm questioning my own, just saying, in that case.
Yeah, right.
Now, well, I don't know, Sally,
I don't know if it's okay, but it's just, it's one of those things where it's like, oh, an uptick in that behavior would be because people are getting like DoorDash
delivered
for a bag of chips.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
No, I use it, but not for a bag of chips. I'll use it for Thai food when I'm on my couch in my soft pants, with absolutely no desire to drive to uptown to Amazing Thailand.
Yeah.
Then you pay the
soft pant tax.
That's right. That's right.
So you think people are just stopping on the side of the road?
Hell yeah, I do.
To just like deliver something?
Yes!
So, yeah.
It might just be the nature of
where you live, Jace, because maybe there's just no other space for them. They're picking up salads and stuff.
I mean, just, and then dropping people. I mean, not just dropping people off. I have seen full fledged like conversations. People will just stop on Hennepin, and I'm like, what are you doing?
What?
Yes, like talking to the guy on the sidewalk. No, sometimes they don't even. I'm like, when did this start happening?
Oh my gosh!
Not even sound like Seinfeld there, but I it is a product of the area where I live. I'm sure I see it more than the majority
populated of
you listening, but
because I'm like stretched out, and if somebody stops, it's, you know, it wouldn't be a big deal. The roads, we can just go around them, or
and also the percentage of people getting delivery, although that's everywhere. I don't do delivery. Even if I'm in soft pants,
yes,
I will go out of my house in my soft pants and a hat, and I am walking my butt down to the restaurant. I don't care if it takes 20 minutes in the snow. I'm going to pick up my food.
You are an anti-delivery person?
Yeah, I can't justify it.
I get it.
I tried doing Instacart once for groceries. I mean, I did. Instacart is great when you're sick.
Bring
on the sugar-free Jello and the Mrs. Grass soup and saltines. You're like, I can't leave the house. Other than that, I cannot justify it. I get it. I can't.
Yeah, it's expensive, too. Yeah.
It is. The fees are getting crazy.
Like, get off your butt.
Yeah.
Go get your samosas, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it. But no, it popped up again yesterday. Yeah. I was driving home from work
mm-hmm.
and again, so what did I do? Because I know how my memory is at 49. I pulled over into a space and I grabbed my iPhone. Cause I'm like, I want to put this in the grid now because it's happened a couple times within the last 2 weeks. And I always forget to put it in. but again, yesterday, and I'm in the car like, rah, 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 like get off my lawn, because this dude just stopped. Like, he was right in front of me. Pulled over a little bit, still blocking the lane that I was in, that he was in, and gets out to start talking to the person on the sidewalk. I don't know what they were discussing. I don't know if they were discussing war, peace, or whatever, but I doubt it.
Yeah, let's talk about crime and punishment. Let's have a conversation on Tolstoy. Well, Jason, people are emailing and they agree with you. Somebody said, especially at big box stores on the sidewalk, blocking the entrance. Now that again, that curbside delivery is being encouraged by these places. And so then it's like, how do you manage the curbside delivery folk?
There's special spots for that. Maybe they're just, they don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad some people. I felt a little crazy, and I know it's very specific, but I think it is just also a residue from the pandemic where people just, they care a little less. They're like, you know what? This is a soft rule, and I'm gonna break it. Maybe that's my overarching point. I think people are just like, you know what? Who cares? I know this is against the rules, a small rule, but I'm gonna do it anyway. I'm going to block this lane. Yeah, and the bike lane, that's a whole other, oh, Lord.
Oh, please don't block my bike lane. Come on.
That's what I've seen.
Oh, it's bad. Yeah. It's especially bad. Lex, you remember me complaining when I lived in my other place in the North Loop.
Mm-hmm.
The bike lane on Washington Ave is basically worthless.
Yeah.
Only because people use it as another driving lane. They use it as a turning lane, Lex. They use it as a parking lane.
Yeah.
I don't know what the solution is, but the Washington Ave through the North Loop bike lane is worthless as boobies on a turtle.
Mm.
And if you see a turtle with boobies, let me know. But
yeah, that'd be something.
That'd be something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a horror. Oh, it's so dangerous, too. I feel for the bikers because people really do just use it as a car lane. They have no care in the world for using the bike lane to toot toot. Anyway.
Nope.
There we go. There's my get off my lawn, just saying moment.
That was a good one, Jace.
Thank you.
Yeah.
When we come back, a little pop of pop culture. Was Kate Middleton spotted in the wild? Alexis has that next.
Hey, it's Holly for your local banking experts, Royal Credit Union. I just opened a smart checking account with Royal Credit Union, and it couldn't have been easier. I made my appointment online, and I stopped by my local branch for a personal consultation with one of Royal's helpful member account reps. And now I'm managing my money the smart way with Royal's smart checking. There's no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and my savings at Royal are insured by NCUA. Plus, Royal makes it easy to access your money with a nationwide network of 40,000 surcharge-free ATMs. When you choose Royal, you're getting more free services and you're getting a financial partner you can grow with. Join Royal Credit Union today and manage your money the smart way. Here's how you do it. You go to rcu.org to open an account online, or you can go online, make an appointment for an in-person consultation at one of Royal Credit Union's convenient Twin Cities locations. That's what I did. I just hopped over to St. Paul and my account's now open. Go to rcu.org for more, or check out mytalk1071.com, keyword Royal.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Watch out. There we go. Don't get hit. A little pop of pop culture heading towards you. Lex.
Yeah.
Has she finally been spotted? I feel like we're searching for the Yeti.
We have a Kate Middleton sighting, everybody. Yeah.
I feel like we're looking for Nessie. We have a Kate Middleton sighting.
Yep. I guess on Saturday she was out with Prince William. They were about a mile from their home in Windsor. They were at Windsor Farm Shop.
Okay.
They were looking at some fruits and stuff, a little fruit stand. And onlookers said that she was happy, relaxed, and healthy. How they know about her health there is... That's okay. But yeah, so she was getting some produce, doing some shopping. And before that,
do we know what kind of produce, Lex? Do we know what kind of fruits and vegetables the princess
was? Let me see if they mentioned specifics.
A rutabaga. Some spinach.
No mention of that, Lex. No mention of what fruits.
No, but what would she get at the supermarket there? Or
it's spring.
Probably some asparagus.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, maybe some Brussels sprouts.
I can see her eating Brussels sprouts.
Absolutely. Yep. They walked around like there wasn't a care in the world.
Yeah.
That's one of the onlookers said. Three kids weren't with them, but they had just watched all three of them play sports.
Okay.
So this was definitely a watch, drop the kids off, and then we're just going to go and, just be seen. Prince William had a baseball cap on, and she had leggings on, a little zip-up hoodie. But, of course, this has now spurred even more conspiracy theories of, was that actually her?
Uh-huh.
Oh, they did buy a loaf of bread, it looks like.
Do we know what kind?
Yeah.
Is it a pumpernickel, wheat, sourdough?
I'm trying to look at it. It looks square.
Okay. It looks square?
Yeah, so maybe it was like a country loaf.
Could be in the wheat family.
or what is that, cottage loaf?
Honey wheat?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
7-grain. Holly, it could be in the 7-grain family.
Oh, I hope so. Fiber.
Yeah.
Yes. Now there's more conspiracy theories because there are photos.
Yeah. Yep.
And look, I will say you're looking at these with a telephoto lens.
Yeah.
You know.
Was that her?
Was
That was the big question.
That's the big question. You know, I think that some people are having fun with this and hyping this up into something that it's not. However, when I first looked at the photo, I'm like, that's not her.
Oh, yeah. It didn't look like her, huh?
No, it didn't really look like her. It looked like, well, I mean, hey, maybe she's been laying low and she got a facelift. Which, hey, right on. Jelly.
Maybe she got Moxie at Skin Rejuvenation Clinic.
I mean, Jelly, here, I'll put the photo down there.
Yeah, which one are you looking at?
Look at the TMZ video, though, Holly. Maybe you'll be more convinced. The video of the photo, you know, that the photos were same event. The video is more convincing.
Okay, gosh.
The TMZ exclusive video.
Let me scroll past Elizabeth Hurley in her bikini.
Get past her. We don't care about that. Get past the Kanye and his naked wife walking around Subway Raising Cane's or whatever. That's a true story, by the way. That is not a joke. I really do mean that. Kanye and Bianca went to Raising Cane's and she was literally wearing fishing wire. And again, that is not a joke.
That sounds like the least fun thing that you could ever do. You need to be wearing soft pants when you go there because you're going to be having an epic chicken finger experience.
With dipping sauces. Do you see the video, though, Holly?
Yeah. I do.
Holly? Yeah. And?
Okay. I don't know. Look, I will await to be delighted by any facts that present themselves.
Well, that leads I have two trains of thoughts on this.
Okay.
First, and I'm just going to assume this is her. I refuse to wear aluminum foil on my head anymore this week. It's starting to affect my brainwaves and my hair. So I'm going to say it's her.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one. So my first thought is, oh, good. Okay. That's my first thought.
Okay.
My second thought is everybody, and I mean everybody, in the Buckingham Palace communications office should be fired immediately.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm not kidding.
The credibility is gone.
Everybody in that communications office should be fired.
Yeah.
They should actually set fire to that room.
I think that they
and then put on Adele.
Set fire to that room. You know, I 100% agree with you on that.
Okay.
Because I think the credibility is gone. I think that we can all assume that there would be some filtering and maybe a little Photoshop. But the evidence of how much that photo was Photoshopped, I mean, they created a photo.
Right.
That is where they've just completely got it wrong. Especially when they realize this is not just a Mother's Day message. This is proving that she's doing okay. And then it cast all this doubt on her and the family, and it's not doing them any good.
Then they can't release the photo. Kensington Palace is like, no, we're not going to release the original photo. Why? Because it probably doesn't exist.
Because it was four or five different photos.
Yeah.
Do you know what would be so refreshing? And I'm sure you two have thought of it, because we do this for a living. Mm-hmm. And we have seen wackadoo scandals like this before many times. Do you know how unbelievably refreshing it would have been and still, but they're not smart enough? I'm sorry. They're just, again, they should all be fired. Sit her. We don't, you know what? Don't make it glossy. First of all, audiences don't want that anymore. They're repelled by it. Just look at TikTok. Listen to the people on TikTok. Modern audiences are repelled by the overly glossy. You sit Kate down.
Oh, yeah. We said this. Yes.
Kate, yeah. Grab a phone and you know what you do? You go, Kate, make a video and hold up William's phone to show the date. And you go, I have heard the rumors. Just start laughing. Hi, everybody. I'm here at the palace. I've heard the rumors. I appreciate your concern, but I am fine. Like, laugh through it. I am fine. William, please come here.
I'm healing.
Here is the phone. It is March 19th. I'm fine. There's no conspiracy theories. I'm fine. I'm good. I am healing. That's why I cut back on my schedule, but I'm good. God bless Britain. God bless the world.
Yeah, we mentioned this, you know what I mean? That day when that photo came out, but what's the hesitation? Why not do that?
Again, they should all be fired. Put her in front of a phone right now. If she can go get Brussels sprouts, if she can walk to the market to get pumpernickel and Brussels sprouts, she can sit in front of a ring light properly placed. and shoot this video.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Hmm.
And don't make it fancy. Don't make it glossy. Don't have a team come in. Don't even have a ring light. Just make it raw. Or to quote Bill O'Reilly, we'll do it live.
Yeah.
I'm making fun of it, but I'm actually, that's exactly what I would do.
Well, yeah. And that's what I feel like the British monarchy is running up against in the 21st century, is that it's this institution that's extremely formal, and we live in a culture that doesn't want that. So what are they going to do?
Yeah,
I don't think I don't think that they really know when they're trying to figure that out. But it's pretty clear that people just want, hey, if something's happening, just say something's happening. I'm going to lay low for a while. Peace out. Catch you on the flip side.
Yeah. People are craving authenticity. That's why there's a little bit of a bad taste in people's mouth now with influencers. We did that story for you. What was it, Monday? We did it yesterday or the day before?
Yeah,
we talked
yesterday,
about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They want authenticity. Holly, you're absolutely right. The modern monarch has to wrestle with this.
Yeah.
Put her in front of a camera.
Look, if you want all those tax breaks and other things that you're sitting on, come on.
Do
an Instagram video.
No ring light. Put her outside with those Brussels sprouts. Good natural light. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Alexis has a life question for you. Do you like it when other people flirt with your man? That and more when we come back. Hi, everybody. It's Jace for my family at Red Cow and Red Rabbit. They're open. You know, they closed on Monday and Tuesday, or on Mondays, but they're open on Tuesdays. And let me look at the calendar. It's Tuesday, so run to Red. Not now, but after, you know, lunch or after your meeting, run to Red. They have so many new items on the menu that I'm loving, and you know what I'm going to say. You got to get that kale salad. You got to get the crispy shrimp app, the peanut crispy shrimp. That chicken club wrap is so good. Now, if you're looking for maybe some seafood, they have an amazing fish sandwich that you are going to love. It's probably one of my favorite fish sandwiches in the metro. And their fries and their homemade ketchup, oh, it's amazing. And if you're meeting some friends out, don't forget Red Cow and Red Rabbit have one of the best happy hours in the city. Tuesday through Friday, 2 to 5:30. Here's 50 reasons to run to Red this week.